entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. There is a great variety of sunflowers. Most people think of the seeds as being the only edible part of the plant. But what about the root? Yes, I said the root. We will also think about, like our minds, we think about like over 6 foot tall, these gigantic flowers, you know, the beautiful heads, the seeds. Well, there's more to it than that. And you know something, and I love our farmers in America, they want to make an extra profit, and I think they should make as much as they possibly can for as hard as they work. And you will now see sunflower mazes at the end of the summer prior to harvesting the gigantic flowers with the full heads of seeds that you're used to seeing. But there are sunflowers that grow wild along the roads across our country. Every time I am out west, and I'll give you my favorite states, of course, Utah, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho. I figured I'd mention these because I just love being in those states. Well, the roads are lined with 2 to 3 foot tall, smaller-headed, wild sunflowers. It is magnificent to see the roadways across America. They are lined with them. The variety that I will discuss today goes by many names, and I love some of these names. There is the sunchoke, the sunroot, the Jerusalem artichoke, the earth apple, and of course, the lambchoke. It was used by Native Americans as a food source. They grow also native to the central part of North America, but because now we have transported and moved things, you can find these throughout the country. Well, this food source that the Native Americans use, they taught the pilgrims in the 1600s how to use them, and they eventually used them for food as well. And then they began to actually feed their livestock with them. So we found out that as time went on, they were used for a variety of food sources, or as a variety of food sources. The sunchoke has a knobby white edible tuber that is edible. You probably know the word tuber from potatoes. And I'll make a comparison later on, not in taste, but between potatoes and the sunchoke. Before I get into how they can be eaten and the great nutritional values, let's take a look about how to grow them and harvest them. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. The sunchoke grows in all types of soil. Its preference, though, is alkaline. You can purchase a soil meter. They are very inexpensive. Every gardener should own one, and you get an instant result. There aren't many things in life you just get the instant result. And that soil meter, just stick it in the ground, and it tells you exactly what your pH is. And if your soil is acidic, simply add lime. Old-time gardeners would use a phrase about adding lime. They'd say to sweeten your soil. Don't know where it came from. Don't know why. No, it doesn't sweeten your soil, but it will lower the acidity value. And if you've got sunchokes, well, then obviously it will help them. The lambchoke. Well, I had to use this name one more time. It prefers cooler climates, but grows quite well, I'm going to tell you this, in the hot, humid Northeast. Wait till I tell you about my home. You plant these tubers 5 inches deep, 18 inches apart, and in a few years, you will have dense growth. And just like all, and I just use perennials for this, so you'd understand it this way. We often talk about you get a large, say it's a hosta perennial, and we say dividing the crop where you just cut it up into pieces and move it around, and you just keep getting more. Well, the same is true, except you're going to take the tuber, find an area where there is a bud, and just cut it. And from one tuber, you might get 2, 3, 4, maybe sometimes even 5 buds on it, and then you just simply replant those in other places, and you can get them to grow in all different parts of your property, or share them with a neighbor. You see, the fun part of gardening And we always look at this, and I chat with my great friend, Inspector Dave, who's obviously the ultimate organic gardener. And he actually has a food route of different people around the town that he supplies with. Some people just love Dr. Clark, a great chiropractor, loves cucumbers. And Dave will be picking 10 to 12, 15 cucumbers a day and shares them with them. Well, I'm going to let you know that we need to also share plants with our neighbors as well and our friends, so you can share these tubers along. I have found that watering, the rain seems to be sufficient watering for them. Well, I'm also going to let you know that it's like almost like there's no maintenance plants. So for those of you that go, well, I don't know how to grow a plant, well, then perennials are the easiest way to go. Tubers, these guys here, the sunchokes, you just put them in the ground. And during the dry spells, you might want to water them up a little bit. It's said that these tubers do not like the cold, but in my area of the country, so watch this. Summertime's hot, humid, and I mean crazy hot, crazy humid, followed by freezing cold temperatures. Ground is frozen, and they grow superb here. So if you're growing sunchokes for the burst of color at the end of the summer, that is wonderful. Some people grow them for the tubers. So let's talk about the difference between it. They'll grow up to 10 feet tall. Most of mine on my property are 6 to 7 feet tall. If you're looking for larger tubers, then in the middle of the summer, you're going to prune them, just like sort of cut the plant in half. You're not going to get the burst of color, but you're going to get larger tubers. So that's a decision that you're going to make. Me, I want the color. This is no exaggeration. I have planted sunchokes and just cut up the tubers, like I told you, with the buds on it, on all sides of my property. Right now, and this is not an exaggeration, you can look out every window in my home and you will see a burst of yellow. Speaking of yellow, it also gives our yellow and black friends some help. Those are the Joey Bees, my relatives. The sunchokes are just filled with all different types of honeybees, bumblebees, and the list goes on and on and on. You see, this is getting when the season right now is waning down and there aren't many native plants flowering. On my property, I've got some native plants, the snake root, which is white in color, the goldenrod, which is yellow. And we generally say when you see the goldenrods, that's the last burst of production for bees. Well, I also have heart-shaped asters, which are just starting to open up, and they're white, pinkish. And the bee balm that I have is this real dark red variety, really pretty. And then I've also added it in there, one of my perennials, my autumn joy, which is acetum. And that's we'll call it a white to pinkish color inside that one. So I do have some bee help going on, because hey, Joey B's got to help the bees. Come on. This is not an exaggeration, and I am very good at exaggerating, by the way, because most of you that know me well will tell you that I can go fishing and turn a 16-inch largemouth bass into a whale by the end of my fishing story. This morning, as sunlight was breaking, so this is not my exaggeration, and waking up this morning in my home, I'm in the studio right now, as sunlight was breaking, coffee was on, I walk to my front window. I have this large, huge arch pitcher window out there, and there are sunchokes growing right outside the window and just a little bit of light, but the sunchokes were popping in color. I was really amazed at this, and this was an awesome way to start the day. So now, let's discuss, if you're going to eat them, the nutritional values, and also how to prepare them. The lamb choke. I said I was only going to say it one more time, but I had to use it one more time, I hope. Now, it's a carbohydrate, a little bit different than most carbs. 80% of this carb is from insulin rather than starch. But if you refrigerate them, it converts, the cold part of it, converts it to fructose, which makes them taste sweeter. They are an excellent source of potassium, a good source of iron, and this is where, because you know me and I always teach about nutrition, they are full of antioxidants, vitamins C, A, E, B complex. They all fight cancer, inflammation, and think about this one, because we always talk about fighting the common cold. They will help fight viral colds. That's pretty neat. You can prepare them, and this is why before I was talking to you about potatoes, you can prepare them similar to potatoes. So when you think about a meal that you'd be making with potatoes, you can make soup. So you can make sunchoke soup. You can roast them. You can boil them. You can actually eat them raw. You just grate a little bit of it into your salads. And this one here, as I was doing my research, I read that you can use and make them into alcohol production. I have never heard of sunchoke moonshine. Not that I want to taste it, but hey, it's also out there because I've got to say, hey, that's pretty neat. The only negative in all my research is that I said read is if you eat too many of them, you will get some gas. And that, I was going to start to make a few jokes and I just said, no, I think I'll stop there. So personally, I have not ventured into tasting these tubers, but I am sure that that is on the horizon. As I am preparing the notes for this show, and I was not exaggerating on this one either, I'm looking out a window that's opposite, as I'm writing the show, I was looking out a window opposite from my kitchen side of the house, and the color, the sun's already hitting them, and it's popping on them. Over my shoulder, which is the back side of my home, the sunchokes completely line, and I purposely put them along the back, right along the back of my property because they don't take up a lot of room. And I have lots of hostas mixed in there, lots of other perennials mixed in there. But right now, that is all bursting in color as well. And the sunchokes are giving joy to my soul. How about you? Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.